Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn, always a pleasure to have you back with us. And on this week's edition of Travel Talk, we'll be opening up the clinic very shortly to answer questions. Always love doing that. But before we do that, we have to give a mention to the new Greenway. Greenways seem to be the buzzword at the moment in this country, and I'm absolutely delighted about that. And you know all about the new Limerick Greenway, hailed as the biggest outdoor tourism amenity project ever undertaken in Limerick by its city and county council.
Yes, Carol, a lovely good morning to you and a lovely morning to the listeners as well. Good morning. Absolutely fantastic initiative. Limerick, you know, famous for lots of things like the milk market and the Georgian place there, you know, the mile and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it has kind of struggled a little bit over the years with promoting itself, but it's really come together, Carol, in the last sort of few years. And this Greenway is absolutely amazing. Now, it's a 40-kilometre walking and cycling route, as you said there, biggest tourism amenity project ever undertaken. And Limerick has undergone a real kind of little bit of a renaissance in terms of food as well. There's some great places to stay there now as well. You know, I remember I was down in the Mustard Seed recently, One Perry Square. Great chefs there doing great things as well. So this is great because what it's doing is it's obviously bringing tourism and outdoors again, Carol. Like, the timing is perfect for this, really, right? Walking, cycling, 10 million it cost. It connects Rathkeel, Newcastle West and Abbey Field all along this former Limerick to Kerry railway line. Now, you get to see the real side of Limerick because, you know, sometimes you hear some bad things about Limerick, well, you know, but really it's changed a lot.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, in fairness, you know, and let's face it, it's true. Limerick has had a bad rap over the years. I'm sure the people of Limerick must be so delighted that this initiative has actually come together, because hopefully it will propel Limerick and it will address the negative vibe, say, or the negative attitude towards Limerick, and actually it will make people sit up and think, you know what, Limerick has an awful lot to offer, because it does.
It does indeed. And I mean, I discovered that myself last year there, Karen. I was in Ballingarry. Like, people talk about Adair. I mean, the town of Adair itself, don't mind Adair Manor, right? Of course you can stay there, but there's some beautiful places to stay. Adair is magnificent. Gorgeous. The little mountains around there, lovely walks. And what they've done here is, I suppose, some of the highlights there would include sort of the cast iron Ferguson's Viaduct, which is another restored relic again of the old railway. And they've done Trojan work into kind of bringing that back and, you know, reconstructing it all. And it looks great. It's going to boost business in the towns and villages, of course. There's loads of new cafes, fabulous foodie things happening. Bike-car businesses are all opening up. And there's wonderful little collaborations, brilliant itineraries I saw there on the Discover Ireland website the other day. And limerickgreenway.ie, by the way, let me just throw that in there. That's the website for anybody who wants to check it out. Okay. And again, if you haven't been down to Limerick, Carol, this is a great place. And Munster, of course, beautiful part of the world.
For sure. Something certainly to visit as part of your little staycation this year. Or maybe you are now considering, because of the EU digital certificate, which of course we spoke about last week with Paul Hackett, maybe you're considering going abroad. I actually got my EU digital certificate during the weekend. Don't know if you've had yours yet. But
yes, I got it at 12:15 on Tuesday.
All right. Well, I got mine on Monday, so there.
Ah, yeah, sure, that's the age. I'm only a young fella.
Actually, I can't argue with that. So, all right, moving swiftly on. Okay, yeah. We're opening up the travel clinic to answer questions. We got a question in from Patricia Boyle in Selbridge. Thanks for that, Patricia. Ed at traveltalk.ie, by the way. Ed, what exactly is Ireland's current position on overseas travel? Can you tell
Karen,
us, Ed, in
go.
A nutshell?
I'll give a shot at this, right? As I speak to you today, 19th of July, Monday, everything is going to change. Up until then, which, you know, is obviously non-essential international travel, not allowed. The fine of 2,000 issued if you're caught travelling overseas for non-essential reasons. A negative PCR test required for all visitors coming into Ireland. That has been within 72 hours. So all that usual stuff, Carol, is still. But as I said, from Monday, that's all going to change. Arrivals from the UK who are fully vaccinated, all this stuff we've heard over and over again now, that's all going to change because arrivals from the UK who are not fully vaccinated are still required to quarantine here. But I mean, Patricia's really asking me about overseas travel going the other way. So from the 19th, Patricia, I mean, basically, once you have your digital certificate, the ban on non-essential travel is being lifted. So, you know, you can basically travel again for leisure purposes, and that's going to be the situation. Now, Carol, there's a fantastic website called reopen.europa.eu, and this is the European Union's new website about reopening Europe, and it is brilliant. If you go on there, you put in Ireland, you put in any country where you're going to, it gives you the whole lot, really up to date. So that is a really, really good one, Patricia. So basically, and you know, with the way, Carol, it's changing all the time, you know, because the UK is now, as we know, not in Europe. So it becomes a little bit tricky. But again, the European Union are recognizing the UK COVID testing certificate as well. So, you know, it's all much of a sameness. Okay. And people were asking me, a lot of people were asking me as well about the European Union health insurance card. Of course, that's all working, and there's a deal being done with the UK on that as well. So hopefully that'll work out. Loads of questions in about this as well. Your travel insurance is valid from the 19th of July. So that's a really big thing for a lot of people, Carol, you know.
All right. And what's that website again, Ed?
reopen.europa.eu.
reopen.europa.eu.
I'll be writing that on the details of the podcast when we podcast the show later.
And then following on from that, we got another question in. I'm not quite sure who it is from, but the question is, myself and my husband traveling to Spain, we're going to cancel, but now it looks like we can travel there. This is for September. We are both vaccinated, received our certs this week, but still unsure whether or not we need PCR tests for Spain. I would suspect that they don't.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Carol, that comes in from Anne Boylan in Sutton. Okay. And again, what I was just saying there earlier to Patricia, the great news there, of course, once you have your certificate of vaccination, which is valid 14 days after the administration of your second dose, etc., which you got it. Now, just to note, this really doesn't affect us, but they mention the vaccines that are accepted: Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Sinovac and Sinopharm. I haven't even heard of that before. The certificate of recovery from COVID-19. Again, if you've had COVID and you've recovered from it, the validity between the 11th and 180 days from the first positive result. But again, you know, once you have your certificate and you're vaccinated, that's really the one you want. A negative result on a COVID-19 test, PCR, and antigenic tests are accepted, valid 48 hours prior to arrival. So that's handy to know again for, you know, if you're traveling with kids, Carol. Some countries are accepting antigenic tests, but for Spain, you do not need any PCR test. Even before the certificate came into effect, Carol, Spain were saying no PCR tests were needed for Irish and UK travellers anyway for the last number of weeks. And again, I say this, and I talk to the government here, Carol, it's very strange. The messages are so mixed. We had a government minister during the week telling people to contact their GP, have you probably heard, to say that if you had COVID-19, that you had recovered from it. The GPs had knew nothing about this, you know. So please, guys, can you just all sing from the same hymn sheet? This is such a difficult situation for everybody, and we do need, you know, succinct messages, because people really, you know, have been so good in complying with everything. And now, I mean, this is great, Carol, that we're getting our certificates. The vaccination seems to be working. So from the 19th, from this Monday, we'll be able to travel again and hopefully be safe, Carol.
Absolutely. All right, Ed, thank you very much for that. And if anybody listening, if you have a question for Ed, anything to do with the travel nature, please do send your question in. Ed, always, you're always very happy to answer them, Ed. And very good
Absolutely.
At answering them too, I might add. ed@traveltalk.ie. All right, Ed, before we finish up for this week, can I first of all wish you a very happy birthday in advance for tomorrow. So happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Carol. That's nice. Yeah.
Not quite sure which one this is, but you probably won't tell us anyway.
it's another birthday, Carol. It's great. Still, we're still here anyway. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, looking forward to it.
And tomorrow night is the final edition or final installment of your fabulous travel series on Virgin.
Yeah, tomorrow night at 5:30 on Virgin Media 2. I'll be traveling all around the Ards Peninsula, Bangor, wakeboarding in Letzhydro, which is a fab place there, just 10 minutes outside Belfast. And I'll be discovering the Glass of Thrones, new beautiful stained glass installments that they've put up, Carol, that are along the Maritime Mile there in Belfast as well. So, yeah, and I'll be visiting a lovely aquarium, crocodiles and penguins, Explorers in Portaferry. So great fun I had all over the place, Carol. 5:30 tomorrow night on Virgin Media 2.
Ed, a pleasure as always.
A giant's welcome.
A giant's welcome. And we will look forward to having you back on with us again next Saturday.
Thanks a million, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.